You right now have a book out?
Yes, my autobiography came out May 11th, and I was on a major television blitz with it.
It's called My Road from Harlem to Hollywood.
Right.
And you're also, of course, have been for a while on a top international television series.
Right, Dos Mujeres Un Camino.
Exactly, it's easy for you to say.
Well, it wasn't at first until I went to Berlin.
And you also co-host a show called American Adventurer that's syndicated?
Yeah, I do that show. I've been doing that for 3 years now. And it's a weekly show here in L.A. It airs every Saturday morning. And around the country, it's syndicated, and it's called American Adventurer. And I travel around the world, around America, doing the hosting for this half-hour adventure show.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a blast.
Yeah. What's the most
exciting?
What's the best place you've traveled on that show? The most fun.
One of the fun places was Thailand, but I had been to Thailand twice already, and I just really like Thailand. It's beautiful because you go out to James Bond Island, where they did GoldenEye long time ago, Goldfinger.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just beautiful there. But other places are Monte Carlo, the Philippines, Australia, Bora Bora. You just travel quite a bit.
Hey, there's nothing like traveling for a TV show, too, so it doesn't cost you anything.
That's the only way to see a different foreign country, on somebody else's time.
And someone else's money. Exactly.
Same thing.
You got it, yeah. now, you are actually, this week, a guest on Pictionary.
Right. Alan Thick has a new game show, Pictionary, and I'm on it this week, and the fun thing, it's a fun show, and by accident, I'm playing with my partner, Bill Maher, on Friday's show. It'll air, and Bill Maher's a really good guy. He's really cool. He was very cool about this accident that happened, where I accidentally co-cocked him. Yeah, I know you're asking, well, how can you accidentally hit somebody?
On a game show.
Well, I got very excited. I solved the puzzle. I throw my hands up, and they're in a fist, and he's getting off the couch, and he walks right into my left. And it catches him on the bridge of his nose, and it just put his light out for a second. And he was very cool about it.
Wow, so you and Bill Maher went at it.
Yeah, it was an accident. They're going to air the thing on Friday.
Wow. Now, that show's on WABU Channel 68 here in Boston at 11:30 at night, so make sure you see the Friday edition, at least, so you can see Eric knock out Bill Maher from Politically Incorrect.
Yeah, but it was an accident, guys.
I know that, but it's still pretty much fun, though. Do you miss those days of Chips?
Oh, yeah. I don't miss the days. I miss the fun I used to have with the character.
Mm.
I miss the fun of always... the uniform, because, you know, I grew up in New York City, and I wanted to be a New York City cop before. That was my first career choice.
Huh. Well, it's interesting. I mean, you and Larry Wilcox became very famous from that show. And Ponch, I understand Ponch still gets mail from all over the world.
Oh, yeah, because the show is still playing all over the world, and it's still playing here. And we're about getting ready to start doing a two-hour Chips reunion.
Ah, I was going to ask if that was coming up.
Well, it's 20 years now, and Time Warner is very interested in it. And the creator of the original Chips has told me that they've gone to